welcome back to 32 Fans in 32 Days. We are coming to you live as I drove all the way to Akiva's house. It is Monday night. We have seen all the games except for the Monday Nighter. And of course, when I say that we've seen all the games, we watched the Jets game and the Vikings game and a few random other
Isn't
plays.
Isn't that what, like, Tuesday morning quarterback like Greg Easterbrook used to do also? Like, he would just sort of read the review. Like, there's no way he could watch all 14 games.
That early, yeah.
He would just read, like, the play-by-plays of all the games. So I feel like we're sort of following his vein. We're just less anti-Semitic.
Yeah, and the reason I'm super hoarse is because I was quite vocal during the Vikings game. Valiant effort, but they came up short. But Akiva, it's
woke up some babies.
Yeah, it's late Monday night here. My brother wants us to drive back home, so let's try and get this nice and fast. So we're going to jump right into the Week 5 lines. We will guess the lines and talk a little bit about what we know about Week 4. Not that it's much. So Thursday night this week, we have Indy at Houston. Indy looks really bad again, but Houston looked even worse.
I mean, I feel bad for Houston because they have, like, a decent core and just the QB situation, even though Hoyer...
But their defense has been so bad.
Yeah. Yeah, but it's very, like, when a horrendous quarterback begets a bad defense, like, at a certain point it just breaks.
All right, so this line, there is no line yet. I guess they don't know what the situation is with Luck.
Yeah.
And without Luck, as we saw, the Colts can barely beat Jacksonville at home. I had picked it
Doesn't
as a pick.
Doesn't this really validate everything I said about them? That,
yeah.
Like, without Luck, they're nothing?
Yeah. So I had it as a pick. What would you have
said? Was basically, like, rooting for them to lose a close game.
So, does, like, he want to get fired and go get a better job somewhere else?
Maybe, like, deep down he does, but also just shows, like, Grigson's put such a garbage team together.
Yeah. So, I mean, what would you have picked if there was a line?
Where's the game?
It's in Houston. I had it as a straight pick 'em.
Really?
Colts are so... Look, the Colts
with
barely...
Luck?
They beat Tennessee.
I would have said Colts by 3.
But they beat Tennessee by 2 with Luck, right? Barely.
Yeah.
All right, okay, so...
If Luck was 100%, which I guess even if he plays, it's probably not 100%.
Yeah. All right, so
I wonder if they rested him thinking
that was an automatic win.
That it was,
no, you can't do that in the division.
Not an automatic win, but like a 50-50.
That division is so bad.
But it's just like, oh, we'll just make it back.
You know, the thing is, Indy's got to make the playoffs no matter what and be a 4 seed no matter what. So, all right, we're not talking about AFC South games anymore. Chicago at KC, that's your next game. Chicago, Jay Cutler came back surprisingly, but they barely beat Oakland.
Yeah, they needed a field goal. I think
Kansas City lost pretty badly.
Do you know how bad Oakland is? Like, is that a terrible result?
Well, I don't know. We were joking that if they would have beat that, if they would have won that game, they would have been the worst 3-1 team. Now they're, well, here's the thing. KC also, I've been not impressed with KC. They lost pretty badly, but they went on the road to Green Bay and Cincinnati, who might be the two best teams in the league other than New England.
I feel like we need a little bit more information.
All right, so I have KC at 8.5. What do you have? Chicago at KC.
I'm going to say Cutler playing KC by 7.
7. All right, so I'm going to get that one. It's 9.5.
Wow, I mean... Cutler's playing.
Casey's been getting a lot of respect. They were favored at home against Denver, and they were only, I think, 3-point dogs last week against Cincinnati, which I thought was crazy. And speaking of Cincinnati, a team that continues to not get any respect, Cincinnati is in the conversation for best team in the NFL, right? They're 4-0. They just destroyed a good Kansas City team, theoretically a good Kansas City team.
Right, people could have a conversation like, is Cincinnati the best team in the NFL? And we're like, no, and then they'll go on to the next team.
Yeah, look, okay, New England might be better, Green Bay's better, but nobody's played better. Look, we still owe our Cincinnati guests... Our Bengals get Zach Sosa. He wants to come on the podcast. We still owe it to him. But this week they're hosting Seattle. We haven't seen Seattle tonight yet against Detroit. So I thought Seattle and Cincinnati, two of the best teams in the league. Cincinnati's looked better, but Seattle gets a little bit of public money. So I had Cincy by 3. What do you say?
Seattle at Cincy. I'm going to say pick 'em.
Pick 'em?
Yeah.
All right, we're going to split this one. It's Cincy by 1.5. Why is Cincinnati getting so little respect?
Cincinnati.
We have a guest arriving. While we record the podcast, who is it?
Ooh, it's Adira. We're going to do this down here.
We have two Wienerkers on the podcast now. Do you want to say hi?
Say hi.
Hi.
We're staying down here. Is that okay? Okay, so tell mommy.
She's awesome.
Okay.
And more children are joining the room now. So can you explain to me why Cincinnati is as good as they looked in 4 weeks? They're only giving 1.5 points at home to anybody?
I mean, I feel like it's just Dalton against Dalton kills bad teams. Dalton against a good team, nobody's buying him until it happens.
I don't know. They went on the road and beat Baltimore. They beat Kansas City. You know, I mean,
think Baltimore's good? They barely beat Michael Vick.
I'm definitely digging Cincinnati in that game. Okay. I'll say that right now. Oh, we forgot to pick our winners and losers. So India and Houston, we have no idea yet if Luck's playing, but I'm gonna say Houston's gonna get a win.
Houston even with Luck, of course.
Okay, Chicago, KC. We're both taking KC, of course. Seattle, Cincinnati. I'm taking Cincy. What about you?
Yeah, I'm going to take Cincy, too.
All right. Another team who might be in conversation for, not best team in the league, but right below them, tier two, Atlanta, hosting Washington. Atlanta, through 3 weeks, they were 3-0, but, you know, they had a little bit of luck, and they didn't have any really impressive wins, but they just murdered Houston this week.
Yeah, but Washington...
Well, Washington beat the Eagles, but that might not be impressive. Everybody can beat the Eagles, except for your Jets.
Washington's been very competent. Go back and look at the results now. You know, the Miami game maybe isn't as decent a result as we thought. But
other than that,
I feel like they're a competent team.
Washington at Atlanta. I bought into Atlanta after this week. I say Atlanta by 8.
I was riding the Atlanta bandwagon, so I'm not getting off it. So
I have Atlanta by 8.
I'm going to say Atlanta by 6.5.
6.5. All right, I'm going to take this one also because it's Atlanta by 8.5. So Vegas is really buying them. And I'm up, including ties. We're doing it that way. It's a 3-1 me. All right, now we have Jacksonville, Tampa. This is a game that you will not watch a single play of. I have no opinions. I'm just going to say
Florida.
I'll say Tampa by 3.
Extravaganza.
Yeah.
I mean, how many interceptions can Jameis Winston throw and win a game? That's what we're going to find out.
How many will he have on the season?
Like, more than 50 passes a game.
More than 30.
These are like the two QBs that throw the most passes because their teams are down a lot.
Yeah. Well, did Derek Carr like lead the league in attempts last year?
Yeah.
Similar situation. All right, Jacksonville, Tampa. I say Tampa by 3.
Tampa by 3. Even teams.
Yeah, we both got it exactly. And I think Vegas, honestly, their attitude was, I don't want to think about this.
First, in the future, you should let me pick first.
Okay.
Because you already made your pick.
Okay.
Just go off yours.
All right, okay. yeah, I think Vegas' attitude to this game was, I don't want to think about it. Tampa by 3. Let's move on.
Sure. There's not a ton of action, probably.
New Orleans at Philly. Two very unimpressive teams. New Orleans with that miracle C.J. Spiller play in overtime to beat the Brandon Whedon-led Cowboys.
Yeah.
Cowboys just lost another key player on their offense. You know, another skill position guy. We'll get to that. But Philly keeps chugging along as a mediocre team. They're now 1-3. And what do you say for New Orleans at Philly?
I'm going to say pick 'em.
Pick them, wow.
Yeah, so because I feel like New Orleans like had a result last week where Philly, I mean.
So you really do not. So I had it at 4, Philly by 4, and it's 4.5.
Yeah.
So yeah, you really hate the Eagles. But you've been hating the Eagles since the preseason. And so far you look good doing it.
Oh, yeah. I'll take that and I'll. Yeah.
All right, Cleveland at Baltimore.
Okay.
You have a line for us? Baltimore finally gets a win. It wasn't pretty. Cleveland went to overtime in San Diego.
Baltimore by 6.5.
Wow, you got that one exactly.
Oh, wow.
I had 7.5. I can't believe, you know, look, Baltimore doesn't look good, but Cleveland's going to stay within a touchdown in Baltimore? He was distracted again.
I just found that I won my first ever confidence pool.
Oh, congratulations.
It's like truly maybe the greatest accomplishment of my entire life.
Won a whole, for baseball, wait, for...
No, like a week in football. But it's
for the week, you mean? Oh.
Yeah.
Oh, congratulations.
Yeah.
All right, distraction merited.
Yes. And
the IRS is not listening. Was it a significant amount of money? No comment?
I don't know. I don't even know what the weekly winner is because I've never won. I've come in fifth and gotten like $20 for a week. I don't know.
All right. Okay.
More than my money back for the pool.
Look, Cleveland at Baltimore is not a game I have a lot of opinions about, and we're trying to keep this snappy. So let's move on. St. Louis at Green Bay. Green Bay with a Milton Berle game, I guess, as Bill Simmons calls it.
Yeah. Pull out just enough to win.
Yeah, they really, like, 17 points and Rodgers with 220 yards and a touchdown. San Francisco, but again, San Francisco's been better at home than the road. I was not impressed with Green Bay, but look, they're still undefeated. They're still one of the best teams in the league. St. Louis now. St. Louis beat Seattle at home. They go to Arizona and win. St. Louis might be in the driver's seat to win the best division in football.
Yeah, I mean, I really like St. Like, I was kind of – I don't want to say I'm on the St. Louis bandwagon because we had this huge argument last week over who the sixth team in the NFC is going to be, right? And while, you know, we just watched the entire Vikings-Broncos game, and I sort of totally see – what you see in the Vikings, although I do feel like they have a little bit of a Charlie Brownish feel to them, where like the ball's always going to be pulled out as they're about to kick the winning field goal, and maybe that's a good thing. That means Blair Walsh isn't kicking those field goals. But like, the Rams were really good, and I was talking about the Rams last week. I don't want to say, like, I was selling the Rams.
But really they didn't look really good when they lost at Washington, and they didn't look really good when they lost 12-6 to Mike Vick.
You don't have a quarterback, like, you're going to lose some games. There's just something there. I mean, obviously, they're not going to be able to improve on... Who's their backup? Like, they're not going to be able to improve on the Nick Foles situation during the season.
And Nick Foles is
but
not...
Don't you feel like... We talk about 2-53, right? Like, everyone but the quarterback. Don't you feel like their 2-53 is as good as almost any team in the league?
No. I think St. Louis is a 6-10 team. I'm not impressed with them at all.
That's crazy.
If you gave him Aaron Rodgers, they'd maybe be 9-7.
Tavon Austin is, like, coming alive?
Tavon Austin had one game in his career. He had two touchdowns this week. And
well, maybe every game for the rest of his career is not two touchdowns.
We'll see. St. Louis is a 6. St. Louis, if 12 teams made the playoffs in the NFC, St. Louis might have a shot.
That's the craziest thing that you said, and you said last week. The Vikings, I think you said the Vikings were the best team in the history of the NFL last week, and this is even crazier.
St. Louis, I'm not impressed with that. But look, they went on the road and beat Arizona. So if they do it again, I'll be. Look, they lost at Washington. They lost 12-6 to Mike Vick. So, you know, they're a very Jekyll and Hyde team at Green Bay. But look, they beat their two best teams on their schedule so far. So St. Louis at Green Bay. What are you picking for a line?
Green Bay by 7.5.
All right, I said 8. I'm going to win this one because it's 9.5.
What disrespect to the awesome St. Louis.
Yeah, apparently.
I mean, they just played like a horrendous team, the Packers, and only won by 14. But whatever.
I'm up 6-3 on you, so you gotta get a couple of these now. Buffalo at Tennessee. Bills, big letdown for the Bills.
Is this fair to say that, like, I feel like the red zone is going to be like, we say we show you every touchdown, but not, we didn't really mean every touchdown.
I mean, but this game's better than Jacksonville, Tampa at the same time. All right, so what's your pick? Buffalo at Tennessee. Tennessee coming off a bye, 2 weeks to prepare for Rex Ryan's offense. I did not take the bye into account when I made my pick. I forgot about that. He's thinking about it. He's thinking.
Tennessee at Buffalo.
No, Buffalo at Tennessee.
Buffalo at Tennessee, I mean, sorry.
What's the name of the Titans home field? I don't even know.
LP Stadium.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
I just meant that one. Bills by 3. Oh. Bills by 3.
Oh, you just called my bluff.
Bills, no, I think it is. It is like LP or something. Yeah, it's like... Something really forgettable. That's why we forgot it.
By the way, you know what I love about Google? So my T
button... Yeah,
it's
LP Field. It was LP Field. Now it's Nissan Stadium.
This is one thing I love about Google. So the T and the Y buttons on my keyboard don't work. But if you type that, which is not remotely Tennessee Titans, Google knows.
Tennessee Ians.
But even before I did it, I just typed in this much, and they're like, oh, this is a guy who doesn't have...
Did your son, like, spill a drink on your keyboard?
No, I don't know why it's like this. But the point is, Google, like, knows, oh, there's people out there Googling things Tennessee Titans without a T. Like, they know what I'm doing right away. I'm very impressed. Okay, so what do you have, Buffalo at Tennessee?
I have Buffalo by 3.
Buffalo by 3. Okay, you got this one exactly. I had Buffalo by 2.5, but you're catching up on me here. All right, Arizona at Detroit. Now, we haven't seen Detroit play yet tonight, but they've looked bad through 3 weeks. Arizona looked tremendous through 3 weeks, and then, you know, really blew it there against St. Louis down the stretch yesterday.
You're not, Arizona's not 16-9 material, even though I may have said last week they're probably over 16. And Detroit, it's always weird to pick the team before they played another game before that.
Okay, they're playing at Seattle tonight, they're losing, we know that.
Yeah, but there's no Marshawn Lynch, like, he's such a big part of the team, like, let's talk about how great the Seahawks are, they have no running back and no receivers.
Yeah.
Like, at a certain point, Jimmy Graham's okay, but at a certain point, like, you need it. Decent players besides your quarterback and your secondary to like be a great team.
All right, so yeah,
I agree.
Okay,
like,
so pretend that
the Lions was a close game, right?
Yeah,
and the Lions have been absolute hot garbage so far this year. So I'm going to say, that Detroit is a 7.5 point underdog.
Wow, at home.
Okay, oh no, no, yeah, I forgot it was there.
Well, I got this one exactly anyway. So I had Arizona by 3, and that's the line. I'm very skilled at picking games when teams in the games haven't played you their previous game yet, apparently. All right, New England at Dallas. Dallas, boy, another – every week somebody goes down. Lance Dunbar, who was leading the team in receptions, you know, he's gone for the season now.
Yeah, they're missing the best QB in the NFL, the best running back, and the best receiver.
Remember when this New England at Dallas game in Week 5 was the game that people were going to be talking about?
Like,
they're
salivating over it, like the TV networks. Goodell, I almost am happy about it because it's like a shot to Goodell.
Yeah.
But
so what's your line here?
The Cowboys have been frisky. Well, we're not gonna
well frisky, they've been playing bad teams.
That's true.
They were frisky against New Orleans,
yeah,
or stinks.
Brandon Whedon is Brandon Whedon.
All right, so what's your line here?
This game's in New England?
Yeah. No, it's in Dallas.
Oh, yeah. The Patriots by 7.5 points.
Oh, you got another one, exactly.
I mean, that makes sense, right? There's no other spread that makes sense. Like, more than that is insane.
I said 8.5.
Unless it was like, obviously, we're going
to. I said 8.5, and I thought it was going to be too low.
The Patriots basically.
How's Dallas going to stay close in that game? Ten. All right. Oh, by the way, we forgot to be picking our winners and losers. So, Washington, Atlanta, we both pick Atlanta, obviously, right?
Yeah, I'm picking the winner, of course.
He was not paying attention. Jacksonville at Tampa. I'll pick Tampa to win.
Jacksonville at Tampa.
The best part about recording live with Akiva in the room is that you see that he's never paying
attention. No, I usually pay attention. I just we have so much. We didn't know who won these games. I'll close my computer. I'll close my computer. I'll give you my undivided attention, Mom.
Jacksonville at Tampa.
Jacksonville at Tampa. I don't know. These teams are so
just
bad.
Just pick someone. Who cares? This game is so bad. The all box. Right, yeah. New Orleans at Philly. I'll take Philly. I'm taking all the home teams so far. So are you. Cleveland at Baltimore. I'll take Baltimore.
Baltimore.
St. Louis at Green Bay, obviously. Yeah. Buffalo at Tennessee.
Buffalo.
Yeah, are we disagreeing on any of these? Should I take Tennessee there coming off a bye? Yeah, you know what? I'm going to take Tennessee. Well, let me think here. Tennessee, Buffalo did not look good this week. I'll take Buffalo, whatever. Arizona at Detroit. I'm going to take Detroit to get their first win of the year. You're going to take Arizona, I assume?
Yeah, of course.
Yeah. All right.
We need to get their second win of the year, Detroit.
Oh, yeah, possibly.
Maybe. You can edit this in post.
Yeah. New England at Dallas. We're both taking New England, yeah. I assume. We only have one disagreement in wins and losses. Denver at Oakland. We're both taking Denver. We haven't even discussed that one yet.
Yeah, so let's discuss it.
All right. So what's your line for Denver at Oakland?
Denver by 6.5.
Yeah, you're going to get this one. I said 7. I was too high. It was you are also. It's 5.5. Denver's, you know, not blowing people out, but they're
right,
winning.
Right. I guess I'm kind of like thinking like 2014 Denver-ish in a way. Like, hey, let's talk about how unimpressive Peyton Manning's been.
Well, before we get to they're 4-0. Let's give him some respect. Can we talk about that defense? I mean, Teddy Bridgewater was on his ass every single play
like,
in that
it's
game.
It's what we thought Miami would be with, like, Wake and Sue and all those guys flying at you, but obviously not. Like, the Jets against the Dolphins had more time to throw than they've had against, you know, than they had against the Browns or the Eagles or any of those teams. They're frightening to play against that front
seven. And again, I thought Bridgewater played well, considering the fact that he was every and all the Vikings offensive line is great.
A lot of times, like, you see a team come out and get, like, 2 sacks in the first quarter, which is kind of what was happening, and then the other team makes adjustments.
There's no adjustments you can make.
But
there's 3 guys in the backfield every play.
You need to like literally have a 7-man line to have any chance, and then just their secondary has is good. It's awesome. You're not gonna get And if you have Demaryius Thomas, who can get open at will, which is the only reason.
So this highlights the fact. Yeah, this highlights the fact that the only reason that line is 5.5 is because Peyton Manning really hasn't looked good.
Yeah, Manning.
And they can't run the ball. They had a 72-yard run in this game against the Vikings.
Threw 2 interceptions. So many of his completions were just like, oh, Demaryius Thomas wide open, or like Demaryius Thomas just made a ridiculous play.
He
so triple teamed him, and now Emmanuel Sanders is wide open.
Sanders didn't do anything though in this game.
Well, just the idea in general.
Yeah. All right. So, but we both picked Denver to win that game at Oakland, right? Yeah. All right. San Francisco at the Giants.
But I do think Oakland's going to keep them in the game for the fourth quarter.
Are you going to pick Oakland to cover 5.5?
Yeah, I would pick Oakland to cover.
I think I'm going to pick Denver. But they're still 4-0.
Derek Carr under pressure is one of the greats of all time.
All right,
I think he has like a 0 rating last season under pressure.
San Francisco at the Giants. This is the Sunday night game.
We laughed about this game in July, but this is the Sunday night game. So my former
the Giants finally had a decent game. They upset in Buffalo. The Battle of New York. Although, of course, the Giants actually play in New Jersey. San Francisco at the Giants. San Francisco, their two road games, they've lost by 65 points.
If you're a real football fan, I feel like they're so interesting to watch San Francisco because Kaepernick is such a train wreck right now. It's like, ooh, like how many interceptions are you going to throw? This is obviously not the right game.
Well, how many did he have against the Packers? Wait, what are you doing here?
The box score.
We literally have the box score on our television screen.
we got a fancy setup here.
Yeah. Only one. All right.
But 13 for 25, a solid 20 QBR. He got quadrupled by Aaron Rodgers' worst game of his career.
Yeah.
I'm going to pick the Giants to win this game, and I'm going to say the Giants are 5.5 point favorites.
All right, I'm going to get this one. I said 7.5, and it's 7.
Okay.
Yeah. All right, so I've clinched the week now.
Garbage Sunday. Like, who flex this game out right now?
Yeah. All right.
This wouldn't even be – this would get – like, if this game was on – 1 o'clock on Sunday.
Because of all these
injured, this would have like Rondy Barber, maybe even Tiki Barber.
But because of all these injured quarterbacks, we said in week 4 there were no good games. I mean, Vikings Denver was the best game, and that's not a great game. Although it turns out to be a good game.
Week 6, by the way, is a great slate.
Week 5, what's a good game this week? Seattle at Cincy's a good game.
Yeah, first of all, the best team in the NFL is on a bye.
Seattle at Cincy is the only good game. New England at Dallas.
And the future Super Bowl champions.
No, seriously, the only... Yeah. You talk about the Jets and the Dolphins, by the way, yes, people. Okay. The only good game this week is Seattle at Cincy. There's no other game that's
even... Seattle at Cincy is actually really
It's a fantastic game, yeah. But
and it's like a 1 o'clock, like...
Yeah. That game, yeah, we should flex that. I'm looking at the rest of the slate. New Orleans at Philly.
By the way, yeah, the two worst television markets in the NFL. Let's flex it.
Yeah. All right, so Pittsburgh at San Diego. That's our Monday nighter.
That's a fine Monday night game.
Who? Mike Vick?
I guess. I mean, Rivers looked incredible this week.
I mean, San Diego's been hot garbage. Look, people are hating on Tomlin for that Thursday night loss to Baltimore. Yeah. I don't think he did anything wrong. The first two are field goals. Their field goal kicker misses. And then the other ones, the play calls might not. You have to go for it on fourth down in each of those situations. Uh-huh. The play call might not have been ideal. Right?
No. Nobody in the backfield. Tomlin makes some wacky call. Like, it's still like murder to have him as my coach, but he made some wacky decisions. I don't know. Vic just scares me.
Vic on the road stinks. He gave you everything he had. San Diego, they're so bad. Their best game was at home against Cleveland. They went in overtime, you know? So what's your line here?
San Diego's a wacky team because I feel like they're going to be sort of like...
they're much worse than I thought in the preseason.
Yeah, they might be...
They got killed by the Vikings. They might
be a team that gets like one really big scalp. Like, they'll take Denver down at least once this year, though.
Yeah, all right. So what's your guess for the line here hosting Pittsburgh?
It's in Pittsburgh?
No, it's in San Diego.
In San Diego. Well, that ferocious crowd that's going to be 90% Steelers fans.
Yeah, oh, for sure. It's a home game for Pittsburgh.
Chargers by 7.
7. All right. I said 4.5, and I win it. You want to know how little respect Mike Vick has? Excuse me. How little respect San Diego has?
Yeah, how much?
This is 3.5.
It's crazy.
Mike Vick is a toss-up on the road. That's
Philip Rivers.
Well, the live podcast was supposed to be long and dramatic and exciting.
We should have had, we should have rented out a room. Had all of our fans.
Yeah, Ari Gold has been begging for a live in-person podcast, and we did it, but it's late tonight. I got to hit the road at like 7. All right, so we're going to wrap it up here. We got a 20-minute podcast for you guys this week. After I do my edits, it might come in about 10 minutes. But people demanded an in-person podcast, and they got it. And I beat Akiva to take a 3-1 lead in the Guess the Spreads.
I just want to say one more thing.
Yeah.
The Jets should stop playing Devin Smith because he's horrible. They should play Jeremy Curley.
Well, you're paying Jeremy Curley a lot, aren't you?
A lot of money.
Yeah. I mean, the Vikings' leading receivers in this game were, Sammy, who are they again? Remind me.
Essex Sneed.
Stephon Diggs
and the white guy. What's his name?
Adam Thielen.
I don't see colors.
By the way, our guest today is my brother, Sammy Chester, who is egging us on because he wants to go home because he's got to be at work in Tel Aviv tomorrow in the morning.
Oh, my God.
All right, so.
That's far away. We're in New York, right?
Yeah. Akiva likes to pretend that he is in a, actually, no, he likes to pretend he's in New York.
No, on the Cypher podcast. I guess I live in Israel. Cypher podcast.
This podcast, we can tell you. All right, so we're going to leave now. Our host are upset with us. That's it. Thank you very much, everyone. Have a good night.